I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, let's play a little player pass, Frank, as we look at Week 13 in the NFL. Thursday night this week is the Bills and the Patriots. Buffalo is -5.5 at New England. The total is 43.5. At those current numbers right now, would you play or pass the game?
That's tough. Because of my hesitation, I'd probably pass. And that's a low number for a Bills game.
Yeah.
43.5 with that high-powered offense. They put up 28, right, against the Lions.
They
on
did.
On Turkey Day.
They did.
I would actually start thinking under 43.5, if anything, in that game.
The under.
The under.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I just worry about the Patriots. They have not been able to stop Josh Allen the last couple of years. I don't think in the three meetings they played him last year, I don't think the Bills punted once. Maybe it was in the last two games.
Okay.
I know in that playoff game they didn't punt at all. So I'd just be nervous of that. I'm in no rush to bet this game, but I'm leaning towards
and
the Bills.
And they just – the Vikings, right?
Yes.
Beat the Patriots. Mm-hmm. They made Kirk Cousins look like an all-pro. He may be an all-pro, but now they're facing a better quarterback.
Maybe
I should go and rethink that under 43.5.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. No official play for me or pass. Yeah, but that's a lean. Falcons are -1.5 right now against the Steelers team next week in Atlanta. The total 42. Any thoughts there?
Steelers? Who just – they score?
Yeah, they did.
Why did you grimace?
Because I wanted Pickens.
Oh, right, you wanted Pickens. But we have the Steelers.
I do.
So that's a good sign.
Yeah, it is.
But, yeah, this is the problem about betting other things.
Yeah.
But would you get a little frustrated with other things?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Would you grab the 1.5, though, with the Steelers right now?
Yes, I would.
While you still can. Because this might be a pick 'em.
I don't like the Falcons after last week. Mm-hmm. Anything but a turnover, first and goal. And what did they do against the Commanders? They turned it over. And then when they had a chance to get the football back – what did they do? They roughed the punter.
Yes, they did.
Not a well-coached team, I don't think, Atlanta. So I'm going to take the Steelers next week, +1.5 at Atlanta.
What do
you think about that?
Steelers +1. It's a pass for me. I kind of like Atlanta in the game. But I think because the Steelers are going to win tonight, I'm going to get a better number, so I'm going to pass. Packers -3 at the Bears tomorrow.
What's the status of Aaron Rodgers?
Well, that's the thing. We don't know.
It's everybody was saying, this is it. We saw the last of A-Rod. I don't think so.
Bears +3, over under 42.5. You playing or passing this game?
Where's the game?
Chicago.
I need to wait to see what's up with Rodgers.
Okay. I'm playing this game +3 because this line right now is telling me that Aaron Rodgers is in. It's also telling me they think Justin Fields is probably out, but I don't think this is getting higher than 3. And I like the key number in a divisional game. Packers stink. Bears are still playing hard. They're still trying to figure out what they want to do. But Chicago is one of the best running teams in football. Did you see what that Eagles team did to the Packers last night on the ground?
I did.
Could not stop them.
Couldn't stop them.
So I think that's what the Bears are going to do on Sunday. So I like the Bears +3. That's a play for me.
Okay.
Jags at the Lions next week, Frank. Detroit is -1. They are -115 on the money line. Jacksonville is -105. The total is 51.5. What would you do in this one?
Going back to the well. This would be 5 straight weeks. The Lions.
You're
going to
play the Lions right now.
I would take the
at this number.
Lions.
You'd play them -115. All right.
They're actually favored, right?
They are. It's a play for me. I have no feel on this game. Total toss-up. Pass it.
Okay.
Pass it. This is my favorite play of the week, I think. Jets at the Vikings. Vikings minus three, over under 45.5.
You tell me, because I have nothing.
I love the Jets, plus three. Jets. Oh, yeah, I love them. I love the Jets. Now, I'm going to bet the Jets this week. I'm probably going to play this, but I just don't know which way the line's going to go. I think the sharp bettors are going to be on the Jets, but is this line going to get up to 3.5? Or does it just stay at 3 throughout the week? If it goes to 2.5, that just tells me even more that the Jets are the right side, and then I'll just buy it up to 3. I'll take the chance of getting the worst of the number because I think this could get to 3.5.
Because all season long you've been saying the Vikings are frauds.
Just think
but
about
it. They look pretty darn good
they
against
do. But Frank,
the Patriots.
It's a terrible
they
spot.
They were terrible against the Cowboys.
Well, it's
I
a
know.
Terrible spot for them. Think about how many consecutive games they've had to get up for. You play the Buffalo Bills, one of the best teams in
great
football.
Great win.
Great win. You get up for that. You play Dallas. You get up for that, even though your performance didn't replicate it.
Yeah.
Then you play on Thanksgiving against the Jets. You get or against the Patriots. You get up for that. Now you play the. It's in a letdown spot.
Okay.
And that Jets defense travels, and they're better with Mike White than Zach Wilson. We saw that yesterday.
How about
nobody
that?
Would dispute that. So yeah. I like the Jets
okay.
plus three.
What time is that game? Is that a 1 o'clock?
That is a 1 o'clock Kirk Cousins special right there, which is going to make the people nervous. But I like them quite a bit. I'm going to jump on the Colts plus 8.5 while I still can in this game. While we're doing player
pass. Yeah, I would say this is a huge
possession. So you give me your thoughts, Frank, on the next game of Commanders minus 2.5 at the Giants while I go take the Colts live.
This
here.
One doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
Why are the Commanders favored by 2.5 on the road?
You're asking a great
I would have
question.
Thought if it was at FedEx, which is really no home field, they would be favored by 2.5 or 3. But they're going up to Jersey and they're favored by 2.5? Oh, my God. Am I going to have to take the Washington Commanders on the road?
I think you might have to.
I think I might have to.
I think you might
have to. Don one of those big hats.
I like this play quite a bit, Frank, again, because doesn't this game remind you of the last 2 weeks? The Bengals we loved yesterday against
loved
Tennessee
him.
Reminds you of this. And then Dallas against Minnesota.
I did not love that, but you did.
But it's like teams that are favored in road games that make you, like, double take.
You got to take them.
And especially under the 3 points, Washington's the play.
Got it.
So I'm
Commanders.
Playing this at minus 2.5. I like that. Titans at the Eagles next week. It's going to be a great game. Eagles minus 5.5. The over is 44.5.
I don't know.
Really?
I have no feel. You have something,
I
huh?
like the Titans, but I want to see if I can get a 6. It opened at 6, and now it dropped down to 5. I was too late on it, but I want to see if this pops back up.
By the way, I'm not trying to give myself credit, but yesterday I said to you that yesterday's game was a get-right spot for the Eagles.
Sure did. Offense looked great.
Now they get the Titans, who did not look particularly that sharp against the Bengals on the road in a desperate spot.
Coming off a home loss, going on the road, and the Eagles did not stop the run game of Green Bay last night.
Did not.
And who do they have coming in next week? The King.
The Bruiser.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
So have fun with that. Yeah, I like Tennessee, Frank. And we know Vrabel loves him, a little underdog spot on the road.
Oh, he does.
Love the Titans.
He slurps that thing for
love,
breakfast, right?
Love the Titans.
Yeah.
But I want to wait for the 6. I'm going to play them, but I'm hoping I get a 6.
Yeah,
Ravens,
6.
Ravens minus 8 against the Broncos.
Oh, you got to take the Ravens.
We played at 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't take the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, that's a pass for me.
How many points did they put up against Carolina?
10.
And that was like in garbage time. They got the touchdown for the most part.
Yeah.
I'm taking – I think with all that's been going on with Lamar – the social media stuff, the frustrating loss to Jacksonville, they'll come home and finally put it all together. I'm looking at like a 40-12 type game. Give me the Ravens minus the 8. I'm not even thinking about it.
All right.
Doing it right now.
That's a pass for me.
What?
This next game, I don't want to touch that.
Because
it's my team, I don't want to lay 8. It's just too nervous. I'm just want them to win
what
the game.
What in God's name of the Denver Broncos makes you nervous?
It's just the fact that it's an NFL team and the Ravens the Ravens play down the level of their competition. It just terrifies me.
Okay.
This next game, though, I like. The Browns minus 7 at the Texans. Deshaun Watson is back this week.
Revenge game. Crazy how he's facing the Texans.
It is. You know what we do in the revenge games, Frank? We fade the revenge game. Baker Mayfield lost his revenge game. Joe Flacco lost his revenge game. Russell Wilson lost his revenge
game. So you're going to take the Texans.
Plus 7. Quarterbacks this year, revenge games are 0-5 against the spread. It's about to be 0-6. And you're getting the key number here with Houston. The only thing, this could jump to 7.5, but take the key number
white. And the Texans did outscore the Dolphins 15-0 in the second half.
Right, right. Frank, I like the optimism. I like
it. We got momentum.
Take the key number at 7. That's a play
with
the Texans.
A principle, this is a principle bet, too. We had the principle bet with the Raiders against Jeff Saturday. I'm doing the principal bet. I'll take the Texans just because I cannot root or bet on Deshaun Watson.
These
super easy.
He did. These next two games, Frank.
They have a guy suspended the whole year for getting on an app.
Frank, these next two games are fantastic. Dolphins at the 49ers. San Francisco favored by 3.5. The total's 46.5.
What did I tell you an hour ago?
You like the Dolphins
to win?
Love
the Dolphins.
But do you like them to cover this spread?
Yes, I do, because I got to back it up.
Yeah, fair. All right, you like 3.5. I like the over in this game, 46.5. I think there's going to be some points. I take the over. Chiefs at the Bengals. Kansas City minus 2.5.
Is this a Sunday nighter?
No, 425
really?
CBS. This is a Jim Nance, Tony Romo game.
What is the number right now?
2.5, Kansas City.
Minus 2.5.
Yeah.
I like the Bengals.
I do too. But I want to wait for the 3. I want the key number. So I'm going to play it, but not quite yet.
They let the bad Rams stick around. I mean, I know they covered the 15, but it took 3 field goals in the last 10 minutes to do so.
I know.
I like the Bengals.